What about school? Where'd you go to school?
Then we had Moglot School. The schools wasn't combined as a county school, Moglot High School.
Mm-hmm.
And we only had 11th grades. You know, there wasn't any 12th grade then. I think the school in 1938.
So you graduated from high school?
Moglot High School, but I didn't go to college.
Okay.
Husband got in the way. Then I didn't try
that. He had to work on that.
I shouldn't say he got in the way because he was a very, very good husband. Uh-huh. Father.
Yeah. Yeah, most people did then, really, yeah. You know. Yeah. Just finish school and get married.
Yeah.
I know. Now, this is going to be a long one because I know talking to you on the phone, you are involved in lots of clubs and church and all that stuff.
I was on the city council for 6 years.
Okay.
Miss Zuba and myself were the first ones to have a Christmas parade and Christmas tree in the city of Mogot.
Oh, okay.
We started that. In the cold, we got out and decorated that Christmas tree. Oh. I knew we'd forget that. Town never had. We had a Christmas parade, had a Santa Claus. It's what in the world are we having, you know?
Yeah, they loved it. They loved it.
Yeah,
yeah. And you said you belonged to Eastern Star.
Yeah, Eastern Star. And then we moved out back to Baptist Church, First Baptist. Singing in choir. And I'm also the venue director of the church.
What's that?
That's you, head of the women's organization in the church.
Oh, okay.
We have, one time we had about six different groups without churches. Then split and we don't have that anymore.
Yeah.
So many of the churches nowadays are having that problem, split. Something comes along and splits people.
Yeah.
Sort of hurts you. When you've been together so long,
that's true.
It makes you sort of divide your people.
Mm-hmm. Anytime you get people together, though, they're going to squabble over something.
And I'm on the Council of Aging.
For the county?
Uh-huh, for the county.
Okay.
I'm a volunteer worker for Deliver Meals on Wheels.
Really,
you know, you think you are doing a service to them, but when you carry it, you're the one that's received it. It does more for you. Uh-huh. I said, I come away from a lot of them, you know, heartbroken. And I had one, lost one last year, and I dearly love that lady. I've been going and carrying her meals for 6 years.
Mm.
And she wore one of these little voice, these little 911 things, and she could just smash a button and get somebody to come help her. She had my phone number on there. Well, she didn't have time when this happened to her. She was making up her bed, and it just fell like that. She fell across her bed and died right there. And it like killed me. It did. I dearly loved her because I never went there that she didn't have the Bible in her hand and her lap on the table.
Mm-hmm. You get close to
yeah, you do. You get really get attached to them like you do a dog or, you know, a kid that you know that's not even yours. You get attached to them.
Yeah.
They become part of you.
Part of your life.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And for weeks after that, when I'd go to do my meals, I'd catch myself going to her house.
Yeah, just by
habit.
Just by habit.
I told him I thought my car just went in that direction. It wasn't me.
Well, okay. Any other community groups? That's a lot. You stay busy. I'm glad you had time this morning.